last week's Torah portion was the Torah portion of Tzav, which was in Leviticus chapter 6, verses 1 through chapter 8 and verse 36. I wanted to share some key details that I personally gleaned from this chapter, and I hope that it edifies and blesses you as well. Now, first and foremost, the name of the Torah portion is the Hebrew word Tzav, which is also connected with the word mitzvah, which kind of means deed or righteous good work. Now, Tzav and mitzvah both mean basically command or commandment, if you will. Now, what's interesting is it's actually connected to the same root as the Aramaic word tzavta, which means connection, to be joined to, and companionship. Now, this is where the Jewish concept of finding connection to God, companionship to God, through keeping the Torah, through the mitzvot, through the commands of God. And so that actually brings us into a beautiful, beautiful message of reconciliation on God's part. Because as we know, with the fall of Adam and Chava in the Garden of Eden, we, because of our sins, we separate ourselves from God. So how do we come back to God? How do we come back into His companionship, His relationship? It is by teshuva, repentance, to return back to Him. And by these commandments, by keeping His commandments, we are growing in connection with them. Because as the Jewish sages say, each command in the Torah represents some sort of characteristic of God, some sort of character trait of God Himself. And so it's a very beautiful connection. It's almost like a Mishkan in action, right? We ourselves are the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, of the Holy Spirit. We are a Mishkan, a tabernacle, a temple in action. And so this week's Torah portion of Tzav, or command, or connection, teaches us also spiritually how to be that Mishkan in action that welcomes God into a dwelling place, because that's what He desires. That is His entire desire, is to dwell amongst His creation. And He also likes a clean house. That's the other thing, though. He loves a clean house. And so this is where we have Yeshua, the Messiah, who atones for us through His blood. Through His sacrifice, He is allowed to bring us back into that relationship, that connection with the Father. And so He Himself works with us as a partner, but He, of course, is the 51%, we're the 49%, right? He's in total control of the company, if you will. He's in total control as the high priest over the temple, over our bodies. He is our head. And through the work of the Ruach HaKodesh, through His Spirit, we are able to be cleansed, and He cleans out the house, cleans it out, which is a perfect theme for this this coming 7 days, starting from last night of Passover, Pesach, where we clean our homes and our gates of leaven, of the leavening, which is representative of sin and pride and so on and so forth. So this connection that we see in last week's Torah portion of Tzav is beautifully connected to this festival of Pesach. Now, sacrifices, a lot of people think of sacrifices as being kind of barbarian, if you will. I've heard a lot of Christians especially put their nose up, if you will, towards the concept of sacrifices, thinking, man, this is just barbaric. This is just vile. I mean, it's death and blood, and it's just depressing and so on and so forth. But that's the exact opposite of how the biblical view of sacrifices actually were. They were a, as the scripture says, a pleasing aroma to God. Now, there are many passages in scripture that talk about how God doesn't like sacrifices, but the context of those are about the heart's intentions, the kavanah, the intention behind the person who is offering that sacrifice. That was the issue, not the actual sacrifices themselves. We have to read that in context. Now, we can get these beautiful clues through words like tzav or tzavta in Aramaic, or mitzvah, which not only means command, but also means connection. And then we also see the word for sacrifice in Hebrew, which is korban. Korban means to draw near, right? So the word for sacrifice is to draw near. And what do? When we draw near, we connect, or tzav, connect, mitzvah, connect through the commandments, through obedience, we connect in companionship, tzavta, back with God. And so this was a time of connection. This is like sitting at the table with God himself, because these sacrifices is kind of like a big barbecue. It was like a big biblical tailgate. Now, of course, the priests, the Kohanim and the Levites, they got to get the best choice, right? They got the filet mignons, but everyone got to eat of something, right? If it was a burnt offering, imagine. These things are being seasoned. I mean, some of them have oil, some of them have spices. These things are being burnt up as a pleasing aroma. Now, if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, you're probably not going to agree with this kind of analogy or illustration. But for those of us who love a really good steak, I mean, imagine the smell of that steak grilling on the barbecue, how pleasing that is. I mean, that's just kind of like a small taste, no pun intended, of what that pleasing aroma is. This is a festival time. This is a time of coming together, saying, you know what, we repent of our sins. Here's our sacrifice. There's life in the blood, and it's a pleasing aroma to God. There's kavanah, there's intention that we want to grow back with God, right? We're not using the sacrificial system as a form of a means in and of itself, because that's what God hates. God doesn't like when we just say, oh, well, I'll just repent and call it a day. No, he says, I want you to do it because you want to grow with me. You want to be in companionship with me. You want to be in connection with me. That's the whole purpose. Right. And so this was a big feast. This was a time of not only feasting, but we actually see in the book of Acts, we see that it was also a time of prayer. And that's exactly how it is to this very day. It is a time of prayer. And in the Jewish tradition, and we see this Jewish tradition even in the book of Acts, I'll share that here in a minute, that there are three times a day in particular that Jewish people pray. It's known as Shacharit, the morning prayer, the Mincha, the afternoon prayer, and the Ma'ariv, the evening prayer, rather, the nighttime prayer. Now, the first two in particular are aligned with the sacrificial system. They are actually at the times when those sacrifices would be offered. Now, let's take a look real quick, if you have your Bibles with you, to Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Now, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the ninth hour. Now, the ninth hour is about 3 p.m., which is the time of the mincha, or the afternoon sacrifice time. So they're going to the temple when they're offering sacrifices. Now, they themselves, I don't know if they were offering sacrifices or not. They probably were. That would make the most sense, right? But Peter and John are going to the temple at the ninth hour, which is the time of Mincha, the time when the priests were offering the sacrifices. And what does it say in verse 1? The time of prayer. The time of prayer. Now, not only do we see the Jewish people participating in this, but if you go to Acts chapter 10, we see the centurion, a Gentile, also prays during the ninth hour as well, 3 p.m. during the Mincha. So we see that there is a beautiful connection in the spiritual realm where God has ordained supernatural times of the day for prayer. It's as if we are going to the temple during the sacrifice, during the sacrificial time, and it is a holy time. It is sacred. We are on sacred ground in the time and space, right? There's this supernatural moment in time and space at, for example, the ninth hour, 3 p.m. or so, during the mincha, where we can come in prayer and worship. Now, obviously, the physical temple in Israel is no longer standing, and we can't actually go there and sacrifice, but it will come back according to prophecy in Ezekiel chapters 40 through 48 and Zechariah 14, and that'll be during the millennial kingdom, the thousand-year reign. So there will be a time when the sacrifices will come back, and Yeshua, of course, will be the head over it, will be overseeing the whole thing according to prophecy. But for right now, what we have is a time of prayer. We have a time where we can come to the Lord And we can do that all the time, right? We're supposed to pray without ceasing, but there's something special about the ninth hour in particular. 3 p.m. during the mincha, during the time of sacrifice. And if you want to go a little bit deeper, I'm not going to go into it on this podcast, but if you want to go into a little bit deeper, right now we're celebrating the festival of Passover, Pesach, right? And of course, Yeshua is our Passover lamb. He was crucified during the time of Passover. Go do some research of the times of the day when he was crucified and when he finally died and so on and so forth, when he gave up his last breath, if you will. So do a little bit of research on that and see what you can find on that one. But going back to sacrificing, though, although we don't have the animal sacrifices anymore, we don't have the physical temple until, of course, Yeshua returns during the millennial kingdom, as I mentioned, but sacrifices is a time of joy, right? We're supposed to take this time as it's joyful. God is allowing us time and a way to come to him in companionship, right? And we see this also in Romans chapter 12, right? To offer ourselves up as a fit sacrifice, as a sacrifice that is fit for the Lord, right? And so there's things in our lives, there's leaven, there's things that we need to just prune off and we need to sacrifice. Now that's like a guilt or sin sacrifice. So that's that type of sacrifice where we have to kind of shed some stuff. We need to get rid of some stuff. We need to get rid of the leaven. But then there are different sacrifices. There's sacrifices of praise, sacrifices of worship and thanksgiving. Those are like, that's that kind of sacrifice we need to also give up to the Lord, right? And so this is one of the purposes of the mincha, the afternoon prayer, because it is in the middle of our day. We're so busy with work, so busy with school, so busy with our lives that we just kind of forget God and we're in our lives. But when we have these set times of prayer, we got that alarm on our phone and it goes off and it reminds us this is a time to pray. You stop what you do as best as you can, of course, as safely as you can, but you stop what you do and you just go to the Lord in prayer. And you connect with him and you thank him for the day and you pray for the rest of the day and so on and so forth, right? This is a time of prayer. So if you haven't adopted this practice, this discipline, I strongly recommend it. At least try it for a week or two, right? At 3 p.m., your time, whatever time that is for you, at 3 p.m. or, you know, anywhere between 3 and 3:59, go into prayer. Go into prayer and do it consistently every single day. Go to the Lord in prayer and meditation and prayer and connect with him and connect with him and make it a discipline. Make it a habit where you stop in the middle of your day. You stop during the whatever you're doing at 3 p.m. or so as safely as you can. And go to him and have that conversation. This is a time of joy. This is a time when we can connect with him supernaturally, spiritually in our prayer time. And it's a really great, great tradition to participate in. Along with that as well, and the last thing I wanted to mention too, is Torah portion Tzav also reminded me of how easy it is to do spiritual burnout, or even physical burnout. I know that we have all experienced this at some point. You know, if you're working and you're just working 6 days out of the seven and you're just absolutely tired, you're brain fried. I mean, I'm going through seminary right now, going through my master's program, and I can tell you, it is tough. I mean, you're writing thousands and thousands of words every single week. You're reading chapters upon chapters and you're having discussions. And I mean, it's tiring. And then you have to balance full-time seminary with full-time work. And then you also have a family you got to take care of and so on and so forth. So there's a lot, right? There's a lot of burnout. But what does the Torah portion of Tzav remind us about when it comes to burnout on the sacrifices? You cannot let the flame burn out. You got to keep the flame going. It's the continual burnt offering. But how do you do that? You have to stoke the fire. You have to nourish it. And so there are many different ways in Scripture that teaches about nourishing the spirit. You know, when it comes to meditation and prayer and just taking time of silence and rest with the Lord, just abide with Him. John 15, to abide with Yeshua, the vine, the root where we find our nourishment. He is the one that has the waters of life, that when we are thirsty, we go to Him. We need to constantly nourish ourselves. We need to offer continual burnt offerings. The fire cannot go out. Just like with the menorah, the fire cannot go out. You got to keep it lit. You got to keep it going. But it's not about work, 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 so that you burn out like Martha. But it's about being a balance between Martha, where you're working, and also Mary, where you're sitting at the feet of Yeshua and abiding in Him and listening to His words, listening to His teachings. And even if that means spending 20 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, maybe at 3 p.m. or whatever time it is that for you, but 20 minutes a day just meditating on His word, reading some scripture and just thinking about it, ponder on it, meditate on it, right? David says in Psalm chapter 1, those who meditate on the law day and night are like trees planted by water bearing fruit in season. That is a time for us to just meditate. We need to nourish. We need to nourish our souls. So Torah portion Tzav is not just this Torah portion about sacrifices, which a lot of people will read and go, oh my gosh, this is so boring. Leviticus is so boring. How does it apply to me today? I hope that this podcast gives you a different view, a different vantage point of last week's Torah portion of Tzav and technically the entire book of Leviticus as well. I hope that it blesses you and edifies you in the name of Yeshua by the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. And I pray that springs and rivers of living water will flow out of your heart every single day. And I pray that if you do decide to take on the discipline of praying during the ninth hour at 3 p.m., anywhere between 3 and 3:59, to just go into prayer. And I pray that it will be a time that will bless you, bless your day as well. And I hope that you have, if you're celebrating Pesach, Passover, I hope you have a blessed Passover in the name of Yeshua. Amen.